The UN Security Council says it's prepared to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan if it attempts to obstruct the deployment of extra peacekeepers to the country. The United Nations wants to send an extra 4,000 troops following the latest violence between supporters of the president, Salva Kiir, and his deputy, Riek Machar. But Mr. Kiir said he wouldn't allow the UN to take over his country. Police in Pakistan say they've arrested the father and the first husband of Samia Shaheed, a British woman of Pakistani origin who died in Pakistan last month while visiting relatives. The police say she was strangled and suspect her former husband, Chaudhry Mohammed Shakil, of murdering her. The US government has declared a public health emergency in Puerto Rico because of an outbreak of the Zika virus. Medical authorities have warned that a quarter of the territory's population could be infected by the mosquito-borne virus by the end of the year. Reports from Syria say about 2,000 residents of the town of Menbij, used as human shields by fleeing Islamic State fighters, have been set free. A US-backed, mainly Kurdish alliance said on Friday it had seized full control of Menbij, but had been unable to target jihadists, leaving the city with the hostages. Early results in the Zambian presidential election show a narrow lead for the main opposition candidate, Hakainde Hichilema. Electoral Commission data showed Mr. Hichilema ahead of the incumbent, Edgar Lungu, by just over 6,000 votes. The Cuban revolutionary leader Fidel Castro is celebrating his 90th birthday today. It's unclear whether Fidel, who ruled the island for more than 50 years, will make an appearance. A royal funeral is taking place in Romania for Queen Anne, who died 2 weeks ago, aged 92. Her husband, the former King Michael, was deposed and expelled from Romania by the communists in 1947. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com.